This week in Tovshin Nun Aleph, the Rebbe mentioned the psakdin of the Rabbonim that Yidden already did tshuva. So just want to discuss that, okay? So number one, we're going back to what we mentioned about the night turning into day. Night is going to turn into day. So what did we say last week? It's connected with the Indian of tshuva. With the Indian tshuva, it's one theme behind both in Yonim. So we said last week about Laila Kayim Yoer, we said that the night is going to stay the way it is. You see the night today? That's the same night, because nothing is going to change from what we have, this world as we see it currently now. Nothing is going to change from that. The only thing is going to change. That we're going to affect the night, that we're going to be able to be productive by night, and the country will find a certain advantages that we can use the night to our advantage more than by day. And therefore, because of our effect on the night and using the night to our advantage to be more productive, even more than we are by day, that will be Klaylik HaYom Yor. Okay, just to explain this. We will explain with this idea about Yidden have already done tshuva. Because the underlying thinking that behind both of these is the same. Behind many of the things. And behind both of these things are the same. It's the same thinking. So now, number one, when we said that Yidden, that we're going to affect the night, we're going to transform the night into day. So just to explain that, if anything, the reason why we said that is because the Gula is going to come through our work. In other words, we are a shutuf with the Eibishter. This is the whole understanding of the Gula. Usually, the way we always understand things, we attribute to the Gula to the Eibishter. So they came to the Rebbe and told us, you should know that the Eibishter made us as a shutuf. So anything which is going to happen, happens to happen with our involvement. So we are going to be the ones who are actually transforming the night into day. Laila Kayim Yor is going to happen through our activity. So just to add to that, we talk about the Eibishter as being a shutuf. Just to make it clear, generally, when we talk about the Eibishter being a shutuf, it means like this. The way we always discuss the Eibishter is that I'm over here and there's an Eibishter. So what the certain similarity between me and the Eibishter, in what way? I'm an existing mitzvah. And there's another existing Metzius, which is the Eibishter, right? So, the Rebbe comes and tells us, as long as you're talking about one Metzius and another Metzius, you're one Metzius, and there's another Metzius, which is the Eibishter, then you should know that you are, as long as you're considering the Eibishter as another Metzius, which is the way we usually discuss the Eibishter as a Metzius, maybe Einel Mavadi, but I'm not Einel Mavadi, so I'm talking about something else, the Eibishter. As long as you're talking about the Eibishter as another Metzius, you should know the Eibishter is a Shutuf. That means, whatever you're going to attribute to this Eibishter, who you're considering to be another Metzius, you should know is actually going to happen through you, with your involvement. Then, above that, there is the Eibishter as he's not any Metzius at all. What means that there's something above anything I can discuss, which the Eibishter as being above any Metzius, he's the one who created me as a Metzius. And he's the one who created this understanding, this vision of that I have about the Eibishter as being another Metzius. He created that vision also. So, of course, everything is the Eibishter. We say that we're going to affect the night and change the night. It's all coming from the Eibishter, who made me to be one partner. He made the Eibishter as I envision him, as another Metzius, another partner. But what is behind it is the Eibishter as above anything I could imagine. Why am I saying this? Just to understand that when we talk about everything, that we are equal to the Eibishter, as a shutuf to the Eibishter, etc., etc., and everything which is coming from the Eibishter is going to go through us, is we're talking about in the way we understand the Eibishter as being a Metzius. So the Rebbe is telling us, when you understand what we understand the Eibishter as being a Metzius, don't attribute anything just to him, to know you're the equal partner. If as long as you're considering him a Metzius, you are the other partner and you're going to be doing it. Okay, and of course, we are the partner. Where did that come? That comes from the Eibishter as is above any Metzius that we can even imagine. That is just a side point to clarify. There shouldn't be any mistakes. Now let's go back to our point about the night turning into day. So, we see the same idea when it comes to the union of doing tshuva. That what they have, the psak din, the Rebbe brings in the sikh of Tov Shinon Aleph, the Rebbe brings the psak din, that the Rabban and Paskin, the Yidin have already done tshuva. The Rebbe goes on a very lot about that in the sikh of Vayechi, Tov Shinon Aleph. It's a very, very famous sikh. So now let's understand what do they mean the Yidin already did tshuva. Because I know myself, Lechera, that I'm not the way I'm meant to be. So what are the Rebbe telling me, the Rebbe Paskin, the Rabban and Paskin about me? I know that I am not really there. So okay, fine, very good. So we're going to go through some of these things already brought up in the past, but we're going to bring it again because I just mentioned it once. There is the Meisher Feinstein. So just to make it very niggledick, we bring it here from Meisher Feinstein. He writes such a thing. What's going to happen if, let's say, someone today, Chas V'Shalom, Machal Shabbos, and two Eidim come to him and say, you should know, they give him Hasra, you're now being Machal Shabbos, and you're going to be Chayiv, so such and such. And he says, and yes, and I'm going to do it nevertheless. So according to Halacha, he's mamish, culpable, he deserves to be punished, Chayiv, skid by Bezin. Wonderful. The only thing is, when did he do this Aveira? He did it in Zman HaGolus. And now all of a sudden the Beis Hamikdash comes. Now all of a sudden the Eibishter helps. Beis Hamikdash comes down. We have Beis Hamikdash. Now we have a Sanhedrin. Now these two Eidim are going to come. Okay, we got him as Man HaGolus. So let's go take him to Bezin. So the Meisher says, he says Apostol Svara. He's not going to be chayv anything when he comes to Bezin. Why? Because when he had his straw, if the way the Meisher puts it, if he would have been a tzaddik gomor, he could be culpable for punishment. When they give, but he's a stomach yid. He's stomach yid. You're telling Hasra, you're going to be punished. There's no base of mikdash, there's no punishment. What? So the Hasra doesn't have the value of Hasra. This is what Ramesha says. He says this is coming. He says in the sugya, what he's talking about there in Gitin, whatever. So now, here the Rebbe actually discusses the same thing in the Sikh and Tovshim Emalef. And the Rebbe more or less says the same thing, maybe even clearer. And but there the Rebbe says the same thing about doing a very amazing, but then the Rebbe adds something which Ramesh doesn't go into, and the Rebbe says the same thing would be able to get to a korban chatos. Let's say this is a very, very bachera, a very practical shaila. No, each chatos you don't have to be amazing. So let's say we're never over a very amazing. But to say that I'm not over a very b'shegeg, I don't know that's true because I personally I'm not so sure about that. So what's going to happen when Mashiach is going to come? So it's all amazing with all the celebration. I'm going to have to walk over to the base of Migdash and bring a grub of behemoths. And it's going to be quite nice. I'm going to have to bring the grub of behemoths and whatever to say what I did, all the different things I did. So there's a chiyav chatos. So the Rebbe says, there's no chiyav chatos. Why there no chiyav chatos? Even though the Gemara says that Gemara tells a story about Rebbe Shmuel. He wrote on his pinkas and his thing that when Mashiach is going to come, I'm going to bring a fetah, a chata shmeina. Nevertheless, the Rebbe says, Rebbe Shmuel was a person who in Golos had a full awareness of the Aveda, just as in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, someone did an Aveda. You know, doing an Aveda, if it's going to be amazing, I'm good, it's chayv this and this. B'sheg is chayv this and this. Now in Zman HaGolos, you don't have the Aveda, the awareness about the chaymer of the Aveda. You don't have the awareness. So the Rebbe says, L'chayra, based on that, when Mashiach is going to come, you will not be chayv achatas. This is what the Rebbe says. And this Rebbe explains why in Geres HaTshuva, the Alter Rebbe doesn't mention, whatever, let's not go into it, but the Rebbe explains that you won't be a chayv achatas. Now, Rebbe doesn't mention, I don't remember what it is, I don't remember exactly what, he does mention chatas, but not in that place where he should be mentioning. I don't know what it is, I don't remember exactly. Okay. So the Alter Rebbe in certain places doesn't mention about chatas, doesn't bring it, it's not brought into chassidus. So the Rebbe says, because the pashas is, you're not going to be chayv chatas when Mashiach comes. Now, even though there's certain achrein who explain, yes, the Rebbe brings them down, the chayr, the part of the maisa will not be chayv chatas. So now what the Rebbe has done to us, Baruch Hashem, he saved us a tremendous burden, a tremendous hurdle. Mashiach is going to come, Baruch Hashem, I don't have to have this worry, Mashiach is going to come, and I'm going to be caught red-handed, I have to go and be makrav chatas. I saved myself that embarrassment of bringing a chatas. But on the other hand, what has happened over here, once the Rebbe, on the one hand, the Rebbe is telling us that you know you're not chayv chatas. What does that mean? that I've lost the quality of being a responsible person. You know, a responsible person does something wrong. The Torah says you're responsible for what you did. So for such and such, you're chayev, such and such. Me, the Rebbe is telling me, you should know, Rebbe Shmuel was taka chayev. He was a responsible. You, not because you're any better than Rebbe Shmuel, you're much worse. And therefore you're not chayev, because you don't even have the responsibility on your actions. According to Torah, you can't be mechayev you to bring a korban chatos, because you are in golos, you don't have the awareness of a responsible person, and therefore according to the Torah, you're not chayev chatos. So this is what comes out. So in other words, by saying this, you are actually putting down, you don't have a punishment, but it puts me as a person in a very low situation. Here comes out of this. But then you have the Alter Rebbe comes and tells us, you should know that when you do an Aveda, an Aveda is considered not as a sin. I mean, an Aveda is a sin. But when we know the Chayev HaChatos, what is an Aveda? It's something which is Chayev HaChatos. The Alter Rebbe gives us a new description on an Aveda, which is actually the description was coming from Chazal. What is the Alter Rebbe's description about an Aveda? So you have the whole Arichas in Tanya, who tells us, an Aveda is a shtus. In other words, so who is the Alter Rebbe appealing to? The Alter Rebbe is appealing to people like me. So Chayev HaChatos, I'm not responsible for. Right, I'm not a responsible person. But to be a shaita and disconnect yourself from Elokus, and Alter Rebbe explains to Tanya, that's stamashtus. So let's say you're not responsible, but don't be a shaita. So therefore, so in other words, not to put myself in a category of being a shaita, better don't do that there. So not because it's not the chiyuv chatos which is getting me worried. It's just not to be a shaita. Comes the Rebbe and adds another description called golos. There's no reason why someone would do anything wrong today. You didn't already done tshuva. The only reason is golos. What do the golos mean? Golos is one step lower than being a shaita. Golos is a dream. That means you have every opportunity, a dimyan, you're living in fantasies. In other words, the Rebbe is telling us, you have every opportunity to do Torah mitzvahs and to grow in life and to be successful and to bring success to the whole world, to bring the gula. And you're living in a fantasy of golos, that I'm unlimited to do this, I can do this, and now you're hurting yourself. So this is like the Alter Rebbe said, doing an Aveda is a shaita. Come, the Rebbe says, it's a shaita. The Rebbe said it more. You're living, you're not facing reality. So the whole inyan of doing an Aveda every day, so even though we've been talking about from the perspective of punishment, I'm not culpable for a punishment, but I'm not culpable for punishment, and therefore and they won't be able to punish me. I won't, but I'm even hurting myself even more. Why? That in the time of Beis Hamikdash, when I did an Aveda, the only thing which I would lose out by that, I would be punished. Yeah. Now I'm actually depriving myself of the Gula Mitzvah Hashleim. I'm depriving myself of my success in every area. So by doing an Aveda, I'm losing out much more than that. The effect is much more direct. Okay. This is now. Once we understand this, so it comes out like this. On the other hand, so now we'll understand why the Rabbanim passed and Yidden already done tshuva. Because we're talking about it, so we have to sort of take the Torah description and the way the Rebbe explains us, the Torah description about our state today. According to the Torah, our state today is the fact that we're not increasing Torah mitzvahs and turning over the whole world, etc., through our observance of Torah mitzvahs. The Torah description of us is that we're living in demyonos. We're living in fantasies. We're not facing reality. That means, don't stomach get of a sheita. What is pot for mitzvahs? How do sheita cotton pot for mitzvahs? Okay? Yeah, we're not a shaykh. We're living in chalemus. Nevertheless, in this matzav that we're living in chalemus, therefore we're not culpable for anything wrong. We're living in fantasies. There's no talking chiyuv of us. There's no chiyuv. No. Nevertheless, there's no chiyuv einish on us. Nevertheless, what is happening? We are sticking to Torah mitzvahs. When we're living in such fantasies, logically speaking, we could have bechlal drifted away from Torah mitzvahs. So the very fact we are sticking with Torah mitzvahs shows that our connection to Torah and Mitzvahs is so strong, with such steadfastness, that even when we're living in fantasies, we take this description, the Torah description about our situation today, that we're literally living in fantasies. This is our description of us, and we're not culpable for anything because of this. Nevertheless, we are staunch as our observance of Torah and Mitzvahs because of the effect of the Rebbe of us, because of the effect of Torah and Mitzvahs. So that shows that we have the full tshuva. That in such a situation, we're sticking with Torah and Mitzvahs, shows on the full tshuva. So in other words, what we get out of this, does this make sense? Do you get me here? So you take judging according to the situation, you have our full tshuva. And what comes out of this? That today, when someone does something wrong, to go and blame the person, or Pete Taylor, to say that this person was culpable for his actions, he's not. What is taking the oasis of Chassidus? Neira lile bnei adam. It's neira the Eibishter that put us. No logical person in a normal sense will ever enter into the area of fantasies. Because entering the area of fantasies is not normal. This is our situation today, that we have every opportunity to bring the Gula. And we are, because of our many years in Gula, living in fantasies. And the Rebbe is telling us we can do it, etc., etc. So we're not only a shtus, we're living in fantasies. So no logical person would put themselves in such a situation. How come that we as logical people are allowing ourselves to be in such a situation? So this was being arranged through all the Gulas which we have been through, which the Rebbe says in the Rebbe's words, the Rebbe continuously repeats, is Neira Lila Bnei Adam, the Eibishter has put us in such a situation. So, we're not to blame anything. Now, but, nevertheless, forget about the blame. Am I worried about blame? Yes, I'm never going to be to blame for anything. I can't be held responsible for anything. But I am losing out more than this. It's not only I'm losing out my very life, my every opportunity to bring the Gula, which is much worse than ever being punished. Right. That's fine. Now let's go back to what we discussed last week, right? We discussed last week that why, let's say the Rebbe says, how will the Gula come? That every Yid will come to realize that, you know, will come to realize this, what the Rebbe has been explaining us all the years, suddenly dawn upon him, hey, how the Rebbe, it's so true. We just have to change our perspective about life and get them, and that will be the revelation of the Gula. But then we had a question. We raised the question I raised last week. Let's say I come to realize what the Rebbe says is true. Will I be so willing for the Gula? Yes, I may be very willing. I heard so much from the Rebbe about the Gula. I'm going to want the Gula very much. But remember, the Gula comes. I'm going to have to face. Look, it's now how many years after Gimel Tammuz? How many years? I've been here living in my grobkite of Golos. I'm going to have to face this embarrassment of not identifying with this message, which all of a sudden, for no reason, because there's no reason why I'm not identifying with this message. It's just no reason for it. So any moment that I will identify and everyone will come all of a sudden. This is what the Rebbe says, the Eibishter. The Eibishter will enter our minds all of a sudden. Why don't I grasp the Rebbe's message? It's so simple. So the moment... What's going to happen? When I'm going to realize the Gula, we're all going to realize the Gula, how the Rebbe's message is true. We're going to live and face an enormous embarrassment. Remember, I go around people socially. I'm recognized by people such and such. So, Baruch Hashem, my social status is not so great. But anyways, every person has a social status. And some people have a very strong social status. And they're teaching people and they're educating other people. And all of a sudden, what's going to happen? Mashiach is going to come. They're going to realize how far off they were from the track, from the truth. So it's going to be a tremendous embarrassment. So why is it so sure we're all going to, at the moment I'll come to realize what the Rebbe says is true. Why is it so sure that we're all going to really want to have and start doing everything for the Gula? What's so sure about it? So we explained last week the get of the Gula is based on the same thinking. It's not coming from anywhere else other than us. The moment I realize the Rebbe's message, I'm going to do as the person I am, with all my whatever faults which I've had through all along. I wasn't I whatever, however, with all my faults, I am going to now innovate and create this whole Gula. I'm going to bring it into reality. And I'm going to explain every person and their individual characteristics and their individual type of behavior. They're going to bring out the beauty. They're going to have their individual characteristics. They're going to explain their beautiful aspect, what they see in the Gula. They're going to share their aspect of Gula with everyone else. So I'm going to be the promoter of the Gula. I'm going to be bringing the Gula. So it's all going to be a b'chiddush, my chiddush. It's going to be my yetzirah. Why is it going to be individual in me? Because it's going to be me as a normal self with all my faults of zman agolos. I'm going to come to realize how I have this individual appreciation of the Gula. So what will I be? I will have nothing to be embarrassed about. I will be the creator and the promoter of the Gula. And I'll be sharing my individual perspective of Gula with everyone else. I would be contributing to everyone else. So I'm going to be a mashpia, like the Rebbe says, and it's very interesting, the Sichas of Nun Aleph. The Rebbe explains the idea that every Yid, no matter where, in what level of society is, can be a mashpia on everybody else. The Rebbe brings out in the later years, several times very clear, that everyone in their individual position has a unique aspect, that unique connection to Torah, they can bring it out to everybody else. So this is what is going to be happening in Zman HaGula. So therefore, if it's me in my characteristics of Golos, with my faults of Golos, which has formed me as a person with all the things I did do in Zman HaGula, I didn't do in Zman HaGula, that has formed me as a person, and that is going to be my individual connection and creation of Gula, which I'm going to give to everybody else. So therefore, on the contrary, all my lackings of Zman HaGolos, and this is what the point we want to get to. The faults of me as I know myself, you know, as we know each other today. We don't think, okay, we think we know each other. Okay, we're so good. We're not super good, right? Whatever, as we know ourselves. It is me as we know ourselves, we're going to be bringing this Gula. So therefore, coming to the union of tshuva, so I come in the union of getting already done tshuva, anything which I have done, which I've done wrong, is only going to form my individual connection to Gula. Because I've done things wrong, I will now have this individual appreciation of the Gula. I'll come to that what I did wrong, as we said, I'm not culpable for. What is the only thing which I lose out by doing wrong is I lose my ability to bring the Gula. Now the moment I come to realize how I can bring the Gula, anything, all this time which I withheld myself from bringing the Gula, is going to be is going to create my individual connection to the Gula. So therefore, the culpability for doing something wrong is not there, because it's nira alila abnei adam. The only thing which does remain, is the fact that I had not brought the Gula till today. And now, the fact that I didn't bring the Gula till today, and that's why I had faltered in so many different areas, will now be my individual push for bringing the Gula. So therefore, what happens is that nothing but we as we know ourselves, our identity as we know ourselves today, with our faults, do not disappear, just they form our connection to the Gula. The same thing we were talking about, the night. The night will not disappear. What we will see in the night is how we affected the night to function in the night just as well as we can do by day. So what's going to happen in Zman HaGula? We're going to see the night. It's a tremendous time for opportunity. But the night is such opportunity which doesn't exist by day. Today when we walk out in the street by night, and by day, it's bright, it's shining, it raises one's spirits. In Mitzvah Mashiach, we walk out in the night, it'll also raise our spirits. We're going to see the tremendous opportunity. But remember, as we say, Benegetz Yetzias Mitzrayim, we'll always see the unique capacity of night, which the day does not have, that we took the night and have brought it to this state, which the day does not have that advantage. So the night, coming to the point, the night stays where it is. I stay the same person. It's just that I have used my identity as I know myself in Zman HaGolos. I'm now using it, realizing it, the opportunities. I'm using it to create Gula. So if it's all just us using ourselves, as we know ourselves, to actually make the gula happen so we can start doing it right way, right now, today. Okay, so that's more or less it. I hope it's fine. Rabbi Hirsch, fine. We'll pass. Oh, okay, thank you very much. Okay.